Praise the Lord. What an amazing night in the presence of the Lord. Pressing into his presence, receiving of his grace and mercy, and pouring out our hearts to the Lord. The message tonight is, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Jesus' words in Mark 11:22. Jesus said, have faith in God. Faith, by definition, is belief, trust, reliance, adherence, firm persuasion, a believing spirit. Have faith in God. It's something active. It's something powerful. Now, there is a passive side to our faith. We rest in the accomplished work of Christ on our behalf. But let's balance it out. There should be an activity to us. There should be an active side to our faith. And that's what I want to deal with tonight. Jesus said, have faith. It's something active. Have faith in God. Belief, trust, reliance, adherence, firm persuasion, a believing spirit. Who knows? Maybe somebody here needs a faith lift tonight. Well, Dr. Jesus is in the house. Let's look at a few scriptures quickly, sampling from the New Testament of its encouragement to faith. Coming off this morning's message, I think my first scripture should have been, I don't even have it, Luke 18:8. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will he find faith? Will he find a believing people that are robust in faith and strong in the Lord? Well, 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says, the Apostle Paul, your faith grows exceedingly. James 2:5, people rich in faith. Acts 6:5, full of faith. Stephen, a man full of faith. Romans 4:20, Abraham was strengthened in faith. Maybe our faith needs some strengthening tonight, some enriching, some growing. Luke 17:5, the disciples said, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. John 20:27, Jesus said, be not faithless, but believing. We can be faithless. He said, don't be faithless, be not faithless, but believing. And then we have our Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith. Without a believing spirit, without that trust, that active adherence, that activated spiritual force inside of us by the Holy Ghost. Well, I have five quick points tonight. Have faith in God. Number one, read in faith. When you read the Bible, read in faith. Hebrews 4:2 says, for indeed the gospel, the good news, the word of God was preached to us as well as to them, those in former times, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. We have to mix a believing spirit. It's our responsibility to take hold of the word of God and believe and put our heart into it. When we read the Bible, let's read it like we mean it. Not, I've got to get through my Bible reading today. Just check it off. When you read your Bible, act as if the Holy Spirit is right beside you, speaking that word into your life and into your heart because he is. Pull it into your spirit. Read the word of God in faith. Activate your spirit. Pull on God. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in him, amen. So be it, to the glory of God through us. The Amplified Classic says that God sets forth his promise, and we are the ones who utter the amen. We say, so be it to the word of God. And that's why we say amen to the preaching of the word and to the promises of God, because it's like we just take them down and stick them into the soil of our spirit. Read in faith. Read in faith. Activate your spirit and heart, mind, and understanding. Number two, pray in faith. James 5:16, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, prevails much, accomplishes much. The effectual, fervent prayer. That is a spirit-inspired prayer. That's something that's coming out of the Word and out of the Holy Spirit. That's coming out of the promise and Word of God. The effectual, fervent prayer, red-hot prayer of righteous men and women avails much. There are some prayers that don't accomplish much at all. There's no force. There's no desperation. There's no earnestness in them. But the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Hebrews 5:7, this is how Jesus prayed. Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears. That's how our Lord prayed. Lord, teach us to pray. Teach me to pray, Lord, that out of my innermost being would flow rivers of living water, that there would be utterance out of my spirit, cries and tears and longings and desperations of your promise and the fulfillment of your word. 1 Corinthians 14:2. We had an emphasis in the worship tonight. 1 Corinthians 14:2, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him, howbeit in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. Mysteries are divine secrets. Mysteries and secrets in the Word of God are things that have not yet been revealed, but in God's timing and plan, they will come to pass. When we speak in other tongues, again, if you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, ask the Lord for an Acts 2:4 experience. Ask the Lord for a personal Pentecost, where out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. This Jesus said of the Holy Spirit that would come on the people. And on the day of Pentecost, 120 in the upper room, every one of them were filled with the Spirit. A flame of fire came upon each of them, and out of their innermost being came utterance of the Holy Spirit. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues, we don't understand what we're saying, but we are speaking divine mysteries. We're speaking things not yet revealed. We are prophesying into the future of our lives and our families, our churches, and even into the earth. Things that will unfold. Pray in faith. Pray in faith. Number three, worship in faith. Worship in faith. Put your heart into it. Put your spirit into the worship. In Matthew 15:22-28, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to Jesus, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. His disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshiped him. Then she came and worshiped him. And that was the breakthrough. Saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Worship in faith. Worship in faith with fervency. Pull on God. When we come into the house of the Lord, the Bible says, and as the praises of the Lord go up, the cloud of God's presence descends and hovers over his people. The Lord's presence is in the house. That manifest presence, that felt presence, and you can feel it. Sometimes it's like all of a sudden, there it is. God inhabits the praises of his people. When that presence is in the house and we come to worship, let's raise our hands, lift our hands into that presence of God, into that cloud of glory, as it were. Reach up to the Lord. The firmament of his power is in the presence of his worship. And as we're there, healings, deliverance, breakthrough, setting free, miracles, strength of God. The power of God flows into his people to minister to them in the corporate gathering. Call the name. Call the name. In the worship, call the name. Jehovah Nissi, fight your battles. Jehovah Jireh, meet your need. Jehovah Rophe, heal your body. Call, call on the name of the Lord in the worship of the house of the Lord. Let's worship in faith. Let's worship in faith. It's not simply a sing-along. Well, let's get through a few songs so we can do other things. This is an intense time where God meets his people as they reach out to him in faith, and there are powerful victories and deliverances and people set free. And this Syrophoenician woman, her daughter was made whole from that very hour. The demonic power broke because this woman had faith in her worship as she called out on the Lord. Hallelujah. Number four, attend church in faith. Attend church in faith with a believing spirit. Pull on God. Put your spirit into it. Put your heart into it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalm 84:7 says, they go from strength to strength. These are God's people. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Each one appears where? Before God in Zion. In the Old Testament, the people came before God on Zion's hill. That's where the place of worship was, David's tabernacle, the temple of Solomon. The people came up to Zion's hill to appear before the Lord. And the Bible says they go from strength to strength. In the new covenant, the place where we appear before God is in the church gathering, in the corporate gathering of the saints, the people of the Lord. That's where God has called us to appear before him, to stand before him. Say, well, hey, do you want to go to church today? Hey, should we go and see what's happening at church? When you look at it that way, you can become very casual and nonchalant. But when you understand that you are coming to appear before God, you say, should we go and appear before God this morning? Yes, let's go stand before the presence of the Lord, because that is in reality is what is taking place. But we just call it church. And because of it, we can kind of deal more lightly with it. But we're coming before God. We're coming before the Lord. I guess it's about a year ago, while I think of it, one person said to me, well, we're in church 24/7. I thought, that's a strange doctrine. He said, we're in church 24/7. I said, you know, we're not in church 24/7. We are in the presence of God 24/7, but we are not in church 24/7. Church is a very sacred thing. The gathering of God's people is a very sacred thing. Because there are set times, there always have been, Old Testament, New Testament, there are set times when God comes and deals with his people and ministers to them, and that is the gathering of the saints, a properly recognized and administrated church with the elders and the deacons and the congregation. That is the house of God, the Bible says. And when we come together, God calls his family, the Father calls his family together every Sunday. And says, that's where I'm going to meet with my people. So we appear before God. I love Acts 10:33. Words of Cornelius as he called the apostle Peter to come and bring the word of God to them. So Cornelius said, so I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present before God to hear all the things commanded you by God. Cornelius didn't say, we're all present before you, Peter. We're at church. We gathered. He said, we are here before God to hear everything that is commanded you by God. And that's the spirit of a true believer, isn't it? We come into the house of the Lord. We come on Sundays. We gather with the people. We gather with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we are gathering together before the Lord. We want to hear from God. Our hearts are open. We attend church in faith, knowing that God's going to minister into our spirit and into our lives and families in that very day. Number five, walk in faith. Walk in faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by spiritual discernment, spiritual sight, not by natural sight. Walk in faith. This is something that takes place every day. We walk out our life in faith, don't we? We don't walk by sight. We don't walk by our feelings and our emotions. We've got to get past those. We've got to set them aside, work through them sometimes. Because why? We're walking by faith. We're responding to the Lord. In every duty, every responsibility, every challenge of every day, every requirement on us, every project for people, every vocational calling and demand, there is a spirit of faith. I am serving the Lord. I am serving the Lord through this. I want to have an active spirit all day long of faith before God. We experience trials, of course we can, trials of faith. We're fighting the good fight of faith every day in many areas and departments of life. 1 Peter 1:7, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the coming, at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Maranatha, our Lord comes. And we walk out our life in that faith, that genuineness of faith every day, no matter what we face, no matter the situation, the temptation, the trial, there is in us a spirit. I want to glorify God in my life, in every aspect of my life today. That is a person of faith, walking in faith. Luke 22:32, Jesus said, I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Hallelujah. Jesus is praying for us. He's interceding for us at the right hand of the Father, the Bible says. Jesus is praying for us, and every day we're going to walk out our faith and walk before the Lord. We'll have faith in God. Let's have the worship team return. Mark 11:22 to 23. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Have this believing spirit, this adherence, this firm persuasion. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. These are the words of the Lord. Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. What is a mountain? A mountain, of course, is an obstacle. It's a difficulty. It's a seeming impasse. It's a challenge. It's a trouble that comes up. And some, when they see the mountain, kind of give up. I don't know if I can go on. So disheartened. discouraged, overwhelmed by the circumstance, overwhelmed by the situation of life. Jesus said, you have to speak to that thing. You have to speak to that mountain. And you say to that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. You are not going to stop me from walking on in God, from doing the will of God, from serving God. Mountain, you come down. You be cast into the sea. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to live out my life for the glory of God. You have to talk to the mountain. Jesus said you have to speak to those impasses. You have to speak to those difficulties. You have to speak to those things that come up against you. Now it says, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes. It doesn't say, and does not doubt in his head. Thankfully, because the head fights a lot of things, doesn't it? The head fights thoughts and despair and rogue things, impossibilities, not going to make it, things are going to fail. The head fights many thoughts. The head fights many things. But deep down in the heart, this believer knows God will see me through. I don't care what's flapping up here in the wind. You know, the winds can blow against my mind. But in my spirit and in my heart, I know the promise of God. And I know that God's going to see me through. And I'm going to talk to this mountain. And I'm going to say, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. I'm not going to doubt in my heart. I'm going to keep following the Lord. I'm going to keep following the Lord. Jesus said, but believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. We have to speak. We have to make declaration. We have to speak. Say what God says. Say what God says. Anything that comes up in the day in your life, say what God says. Sometimes as has been said, we spend so much time talking about the mountain instead of to the mountain. Jesus didn't say talk about the mountain, magnify the situation, this or that. He said, you speak to that mountain. You speak to that mountain. We close out with 2 Corinthians 4:13. The Apostle Paul said, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. See, that's written in the Old Testament, Psalm 116, verse 10. Paul said, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. He said, we also believe and therefore speak. We believe what God says, and we speak, and we walk on in his power and his grace and victory. Let's stand together tonight. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Read the Bible in faith. Pray in faith. Worship in faith. Attend church in faith. Walk in faith, and let the power of God quicken your life and carry you and bring you forth in his glory day after day after day. Let's close out in worship. If anyone needs prayer tonight or wants to come to the altar and spend time before the Lord, please slip out from where you are. Say, Lord, I need an increase in my faith. Maybe even talking about the mountain instead of to the mountain. Tonight you say, I'm taking the word of God and the promises of God back into my heart. I'm going to rise up tonight. I'm going to rise up tomorrow. I'm going to say what God says. I'm going to believe God and walk forward. Walk forward in his grace and mercy and power. In the name of Jesus, amen.